What I want to learn together with everybody who is in Eretz Yisrael and studying Torah's Eretz Yisrael is a discussion regarding what it is that Torah does for the person, how Torah protects a person, and how Torah's Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of the land of Israel, is unique and it is special in regard. And then I want to suggest that I want to show a source at the end that I think highlights the very special nature, the protective nature of learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know that Torah protects a person? That Torah is a protective tool physically, not just spiritually, for a person. So the pasuk says in Vayikra Chavav, Im b'chuko sai se lechu v'atzmiso sai tishmor v'asisim asam, that if you will go and you will do the mitzvahs and follow them, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz v'shachtem, v'ein machrid v'ishpatzi chayu ram min ha'aretz, that if you go and keep the Torah and keep the mitzvahs, there'll be peace, and there will not be any fear, wild animals, v'cherav lo savar v'artzachem, and Torah will not, and swords will not pass through the land. You'll pursue your enemies and they'll fall by the sword. And Rashi says, what does it mean to keep the chukos, to keep the laws of the Torah? Yachol, I would have thought, zekim ha-mitzos. That just means simply doing the mitzos. But it also says in the pasuk that you're going to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. So what does it mean, the chukos, of walking in the path of the chukos? V'asisem osam, harikim ha-mitzos amor. It clearly is not talking about that thing. Uma ani mekayim b'chukosai seleichu. How does a first person fulfill the mitzvah of b'chukosai seleichu, to walk in the statutes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And says Rashi to you, amelim b'Torah, to be involved in growth and in learning Torah. And therefore we see from the pasuk right away, according to Rashi, that if a person learns Torah, it protects them, it protects their country, it protects the people around them. Says Sefer Yehoshua and Perakei, Yehoshua was in encampment during a battle, and he was preparing in the night for the next day of the battle, and he saw a man appear to him, and he had an outstretched sword. Yehoshua went to see this man. Are you with us or are you against us? Are you friend or your foe? Hashem, I am actually a malach. I am a messenger. I am an officer in the army of Hashem. A tavasi, and I've come to you. Vayipol Yehoshua, panav Yehoshua fell on his face, arza to the ground. Vayishtachu, and he bowed. Vayomer lo, ma adoni medaber lavdo. What do you have to come and tell me? Says the Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Gimel. Vaksiva yibiyos Yehoshua biyiricho vayisai na vayar vinei isho meid lenegdo. What happened? This man came to Yehoshua. This mal came to Yehoshua. What did he want to tell Yehoshua ben Nun? Amar lo, amash betaltim tamid shel ben arbayim, v'achshu betaltim tamid Torah. I've come to warn you that you made a grave mistake. Because of your fighting, you were negligent in bringing the daily korban offering in the afternoon, and also you engaged in bittul Torah. Because of the fighting that you were engaged in, you were not also learning Torah. Amar lo, al ezav mehen basa. So Yehoshua asked the malach, why did you come? Amar lo, atav basi, I came for this thing right now. Meaning, the thing you're doing right now, which is bittul Torah. I've come to warn you, don't be mevatel Torah, even during war. Miyad v'yalin Yehoshua b'layla hu b'socha emek. So it says that night Yehoshua went down into the emek, into the valley. Amar av yochanam alamin shalan b'umke shel halacha. No, what it means is that Yehoshua engaged in the depths of learning. He began to learn Torah and to connect to Torah because even during battle, the learning of Torah, not to the exclusion of fighting and engaging in military activities, but a necessary ingredient in the success of the Jewish army is as well being omik and halacha and the learning of Torah. This idea that Torah protects is laid out most explicitly in a Gemara in Masechta Sota Daf Chafal. The Gemara says, V'hatanya, what we learned, Es zo derash Rabbi Menachem ben Bar Yosi, ki ner mitzvah Torah or. A mitzvah is compared to a candle, and Torah is compared to a light. Tala hakasuv es hamitzvah b'ner, v'yasa Torah b'or. Es hamitzvah b'ner. Why is the Torah compared doing a mitzvah to a ner, to a candle, a lamp? Lomer lach to tell you, ma ner eina magina el lefisha. A lamp, it eventually will go out for that moment. Af mitzvah eina magina el lefisha, so to a mitzvah only protects you in the moment when you're doing the mitzvah. V'yasa Torah b'or. But the Torah is compared to light. Lomer lecha to teach you. Ma'or magin la'olam. Just like light goes on forever and ever. It goes on forever and ever. V'af Torah megin l'olam. So too Torah protects forever and ever. V'omer b'salachacha tanacha osach. B'salachacha tanacha osach z'olam hazeh. When you go with the Torah, it protects you in this world. And b'shach b'cha tishmalacha. And even when you lie down, even zumisa, even when a person dies, the Torah protects you. V'kitzosehi sisisicha. And you wake up l'asadlavim. Mashiach comes by t'chesem esim. It will protect you there as well. Amr of Yosef mitzvah. Ba'idna asik bay. Mitzvah is here when you're doing it. Megano matzle protects you and it saves you. Ba'idna de la asik ba. When you're done doing the mitzvah, aguni megana. Tzule matzle. It will protect you, but it will not save you from any future harm. Torah bein ba'idna de asik ba. Bein ba'idna de la asik ba. But Torah, if you learn Torah, even if you're not learning Torah right now, the Torah you have learned protects you megano matzala. Ela Amar Rava, Torah bein hadasik ban. The Gemara is on to explain how these things work as well. Now it happens to be that Rav Chaim of Elazhin in his Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Dalad, which is the era where he talks about the significance and the importance of Talmud Torah, he writes at length in chapter 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 about the role of Talmud Torah, protecting a person in Ruchnias, protecting a person in Gashmias, that the more a person learns, it gives a supernatural protection, helps a person out. Now, to be clear, does this mean that all bets are off, that a person can do something silly or go into a dangerous place and expect the Torah is going to protect them no matter what? No. There's still a natural aspect to the world, and a person, and not, there's no rules that can't be broken, but on the whole, for the most part, the learning of Torah, we see from Chazal, again and again and again and again, offers an area of protection. And to learn Torah not just protects a person who's in danger, but it protects Klal Yisrael. It's good for the Jewish people, and it protects them in all types of ways. And that's certainly what we want to see, is Klal and rule number one, the protective nature of learning Torah. So you'll tell me, but that's for a Ben Yeshiva, a guy who's in yeshiva, a person's in kohel. How do I know that learning Torah is also protective for women? Where do I see in the Torah and Chazal that learning Torah is protective for women? So this actually connects to something that we learned last year, but it's the other part of the halacha that we didn't learn. The Mishnah Masechah Sota is talking about the process of Isha Sota and what happens to her and the different things that go on the Beis HaMikdash and the punishment. The Mishnah says the following thing. Im yesh lazuchus haisatola. If a woman had sinned and she drank from the sota water, if she has a special zuchus, some sort of merit, it will actually postpone the negative effects of drinking the sota water. Yesh zuchus tola shana echas. Sometimes the zuchus can hold off on the punishment for a year. Yesh zuchus tola shtei shanim. It can do it for 2 years. Yesh zuchus tola shelosh shanim. The zuchus of the woman who has this particular mitzvah can actually push off the negative effects of the sota water for up to 3 years, perhaps even more. Mikan Omer ben Azai. From here, Ben Azai teaches. Chayiv Adam Lelamin Esbita Torah. A person must teach his daughter Torah. Shim Tishta Teta Shazuchus Tolala. Because if she will drink, she will know that the zuchus of learning Torah will protect her. Now, happens to be, we don't paskin like Ben Azai. We paskin like the other opinion in the Mishnah, which is that the Mishnah brings the idea of not teaching one's daughter Torah. And that gets into the whole discussion of what is Tiflus and how does that apply nowadays and what parts of Torah and the Chafetz Chaim and Sarah Shneer and the whole history of the halachas of women learning Torah, which is not our discussion for right now. But what do we see? Even the opinion that agrees with Ben Azai, that disagrees with Ben Azai, that says that one should not teach their daughters Torah, agrees, though, that the learning of Torah is still a zechus for a woman. So not only is Torah the greatest zechus for a man, but it's clear from the Mishnah Sota that the learning of Torah is also the greatest zechus for a woman as well. Now, it happens to be, I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoting the Sefer Derech Sicha, that since he says we don't paskin like this opinion in the Gemara, it doesn't offer a zechus, but he doesn't really explain why. And also the rest of the Gemara, which I didn't bring over here, clearly seems to indicate, at least to me, that there is a zechus for a woman in learning Torah, and that it does do something to protect her, certainly in the case of Isha Sota, and certainly outside of that as well, when the woman did not do, you know, anything wrong, like the case of Eis Sota. So what have we shown so far? We have shown that Torah protects, and Torah protects for a woman as well. Let's now talk about the nature of Torah's Eretz Yisrael. perhaps you've been in Eretz Yisrael for a little bit of time right now, and you've heard the aspect of Torah and Torah's Eretz Yisrael. There's something special, there's something unique about the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Something that Rav Kook writes about, something that the Netziv writes about in his Akdama to the Emek Shela, the special nature of Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Now, we're going to look at some sources. If you want to see even more sources as well, I'll recommend that you look at the beautiful Sefer by Rabbi Moshe Lichtman, A Drop in the Ocean, which is like a Yomi book, all about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah, the fruits, the air, the people, all from Chazal. Each day, he brings you in Hebrew and English a beautiful source to inspire you about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael, the importance of connecting to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Lichtman's book is a great once-a-day work that gives you all the interesting sources and beautiful sources about learning the Eretz Yisrael. It's called A Drop in the Ocean. But let's talk about Torah's Eretz Yisrael, not just its beautiful nature, but how I want to show everybody here that the learning of Torah in Eretz Yisrael protects more than learning Torah in Chutz Laretz. Both learning Torahs are good, and they both offer protection. But there is greater protection offered to the learning of Torah in Eretz Yisrael than the Torah of learning outside of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Bereishis Rab in Perek Tes Zayin, Asher Sham Zahav. The Pasa in last week's Parsha is talking about that there was a river and there was gold near the river in describing Gan Eden. Elu Divrei Torah, that gold is a reference to Divrei Torah. She Nechmadim Mizav Mipaz Rav, because Torah is more valuable than gold and precious stones. Vizav Haaretz Hahiatov, because the gold of that land was very good. Malamed. Shein Torah Ketoras Eretz Yisrael. There is no Torah. It is incomparable to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, greater than the Torah learned outside of Eretz Yisrael, and there is no wisdom like the wisdom of Eretz Yisrael. Shamah v'dolech v'evan ha-shoham, mikra, mishra, v'talma, tosefta, v'gada, all the things you can learn are better learned in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara in Makos, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, my dechsev, om dos hiu garlenu b'sharech Yerushalayim. They stand on their feet by the gates of Jerusalem. Ask the Gemara, Mi garim l'raglenu shamdu b'milchama. Who supports that people are allowed to be successful in milchama? What gives strength to those people who are going to fight in battle? What's the spiritual strength behind them? Sha'ar Yerushalayim, the gates of Jerusalem, shayu oskim b'Torah, that they sit by the gates of Yerushalayim and they learn Torah. Look here, the whole source that learning Torah is a protective nature of battle is applied to Shari Yerushalayim. The whole Gemara says that the special zechus of Torah and Milchama is especially highlighted when it comes to Yerushalayim and the learning of Torah of Eretz Yisrael. But I want to show with you what I believe to be is a very, very convincing proof that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is more protective than the Torah of Chutz Laretz, the Zechus that you have to learn right now. And this is based on a comment to the Maharal. But in order to understand the Maharal, we need to look at a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes, the Gemara is arguing and discussing about when's the best time to get married versus learning Torah, how to do it in the proper order, regarding a man getting married. Tana Rabbanan, Lilmo Torah v'Lisa Isha. Should you learn Torah or get married first? Yilma Torah, v'achakach Yisa Isha. So the Gemara suggests one opinion, that it's better that a man should spend his time learning Torah, and then when he's ready, he should get married. But if a man feels he has to get married right now, he feels that I must get married, he has such a desire, Yisa Isha, v'achakach Yilma Torah, so then he will learn, he'll get married, and then he'll learn Torah. Amar v'yuhuda amar shmo. Halacha, we paskin, no Seisha, it's better to learn Torah and then it's better to get married, no Seisha, and then learn Torah. Why? Because, the two arguments are that if I get married, I'm not going to have time to learn Torah, so better I learn Torah as much as I can and then get married. And the other argument is a man's going to have a Yetzirah and he might be distracted. He's thinking about, he's thinking about things that are personal in nature, and he should get married so his mind will be settled and then it'll be clear to be able to learn Torah. So the Gemara concludes and says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Reichai mitzavar v'osik b'Torah. The guys are going to get married, and he's going to have the burden of a wife and the burden of a family. How is his mind going to be cleared when he has to deal with, making a living, and he has to deal with, making sure the kids are in bed and making sure everything's in the house? Well, his Torah learning is not going to be as clear. So the Gemara says, lo plihi, halan v'haluhu. There's no argument here. One psak is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and one psak is talking about Chutz Laretz. Which psak is talking about which? That is a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosas, the Nakamar and Kedushim. But I want to share with you the words of the Maharal. The Maharal wrote an encyclopedic work called Nesivas Olam. It's alphabetical in nature, and he goes through different topics like Chesed and Torah and Avoda and Davening and all different types of important things, and he lays out for you his worldview of what the essence of these things are. One of the Nesivas, one of the paths in his Nesivas Olam is in the Nesiv HaPrishus, which has to deal with matters of Kedusha and things between men and women and being holy. So in the end of Perek Beis, look at what the Maharal says. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha no se adam yishav erchach yom Torah. The halacha is that you should first get married and then learn Torah. And Rav Yochanan Amar, Rechaim b'tzavar v'yosav b'torah. How could you learn Torah if you have to deal with the family? Better to learn Torah more when you're young. V'lo pligi, it's not an argument, says the Gemara. Halan v'halahu. It's not. There's no disagreement. One is Eretz Yisrael, one is Chutz Laretz. Perish. What does the Gemara mean, says the Maharal? The Eretz Yisrael zechus Eretz Yisrael gorem. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a tremendous zechus. You have tremendous kochos in Eretz Yisrael. Ulefichach rechaim mitzavaro v'yasav b'torah. Even if you have the responsibility of a family, you'll still be able to absorb and to really grow in the kedusha of learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, even with the responsibilities of family. So in Eretz Yisrael, a person is able to get married first and learn Torah, and they'll be good. Lekach yasak b'torah v'achakach yisa isha. Aval b'chutz laretz. Aminan shiyisa isha v'achakach yilma Torah. In chutz laretz, though, you should first get married and then learn Torah. V'od ki ha-Torah de'Eretz Yisrael adif mitoras bavel. So he says that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is greater than the Torah of Bavel, as we know. And the Gemara brings a whole discussion over there in Sanhedrin about what it is. And then the Maharal writes five or six keywords. Listen to what the Maharal says. He says, Lefichach, Torah Eretz Yisrael, Magin Aleihem. He says the Maharal, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is greater protection. It's magain. There's greater protection in the Torah of Eretz Yisrael than there is in the Torah of Chutz Laretz. That's what the Maharal says. It's easier, it's more powerful to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laretz. So what do we see from the Maharal? Who is offering the most protection in their Limud HaTorah? The people who are learning Torah in Chutz Laretz or the people learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael? The Maharal says black on white. Torah says Yisrael magan aleihem. There's greater protection offered by learning the Torah in Eretz Yisrael than the Chutz Laretz. I wasn't sure if it was clear to say this is exactly what the Maharal is saying, so I asked Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, who's the editor of all the editions of the Maharal, and he said, when I asked him this question, he said, absolutely, this is what the Maharal is saying. We can say that the Maharal is showing us clearly that those who learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael are offering a greater protection than those people who are learning Torah in Chutz Laretz. We'll just end with one more source. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael Shari Belo Avon. Whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael lives without any sin. Shneamar Uval Yomar Shechin Chalisi Amar Yoshiba Nosei Avon. Brings a pasuk to back this up. Now it obviously does not mean that you can do whatever you want and you get out of jail free card in Eretz Yisrael. But what is the Gemara telling us about those who live in Eretz Yisrael live without sin? So there's a commentary on the Gemara called the Iyun Yaakov. And the Iyun Yaakov makes the following question. Va'od, dim kein, eich galu Yisrael mi'alat masan b'shvil avonam. How are you saying that there's no sin for those people living in Eretz Yisrael, but they were sent into Gullus twice? So how can you say there's no sin? So listen to what he says. Lev shalomar, tzuchus ad Eretz Yisrael zuchus ha-Torah. The zuchus of Eretz Yisrael comes through the merit of learning Torah, as Rashi says. Zuchus ha-mitzvos ha-tulus baris. And also, the mitzvos ha-tulus baris. To observe the mitzvos that are special to the land of Israel. In Mekaymen, if you fulfill them, if you do both, if you learn Torah, and you live in Eretz Yisrael, and fulfill the mitzvos of the land, agune megane, va'atsule mitzale, it will save you from your sins. So says the Yin Yaakov, there's a special zuchus that those of us in Chutz Laretz don't have. It's the zuchus to learn Torah and also observe the mitzvahs of the land of Israel. That is a special zechus that will protect us. I saw this clearly in the Medrash in Tehillim, that the only reason the Jews were sent into Galus is because they didn't have Torah, and they did not have the mitzvos that depend on the land of Israel. So this is the chizuk I want to share with everybody here who is across the ocean. I want to share with you that there's a special zechus in learning Torah. It gives protection to Am Yisrael. There's a special zechus in being in Eretz Yisrael. And there's an extraordinary zechus to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael that is le'ela e'la, above and beyond, that gives a special protection to the Jewish people. And you are all zochet to that very special limud HaTorah and learning that you have on behalf of Am Yisrael.